Exploding Kittens, everything you need to know which expansions to buy and what to skip. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. For a first purchase, buy Exploding Kittens Original if you want the clean 15-minute game, or Recipes for Disaster if you want the best one-box sampler and expect repeat play. Add Streaking Kittens first to an existing base deck. Zombie Kittens is the best later purchase for groups that dislike player elimination. Barking Kittens is the easiest expansion to skip. Do not combine every card merely because it fits. Use official recipes or a curated module so the bomb to player ratio stays tense. Exploding Kittens has become a product family large enough to require its own bomb squad. The core game is simple Russian roulette with hand management. The buying problem is not. Dax compared the current official field guide, product rules, and active 2026 community rankings to identify which box improves the game, which changes the emotional experience, and which mostly increases deck noise. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which Exploding Kittens box should a new player buy? Original Edition is the cleanest introduction. Draw until someone finds an exploding kitten, use a diffuse to survive, and manipulate the deck so somebody else finds it first. It is cheap, portable, and the best choice when the game will appear occasionally. Recipes for Disaster is the stronger long-term first purchase for an enthusiastic household, because it packages a larger card pool with curated recipe formats, instead of asking you to buy several expansions blind. Do not begin with a random expansion. Most require a compatible base deck. Also distinguish standalone variants such as Zombie Kittens from add-ons such as Streaking Kittens. The official field guide is the authority when two boxes use similar cats but different rules. How do you play the base game correctly? For the original game, remove all exploding kittens and diffuses. Deal 7 cards to each player, then give each player 1 diffuse so everyone begins with 8 cards. Return enough exploding kittens to the draw pile that there is 1 fewer kitten than players, add the remaining diffuses and shuffle. On your turn, play any number of cards, then draw 1 card to end the turn. Draw an exploding kitten and you are out unless you play a diffuse. After diffusing, secretly reinsert that kit anywhere in the draw pile. Action card skip, attack, see the future, shuffle or manipulate hands. The last surviving player wins. Which expansion should you buy first? Recipes for Disaster is the strongest broad second purchase when you want variety without memorizing a pile of separate expansion booklets. It contains 121 selected cards, 13 recipe cards, 5 blank recipe cards, the wearable cone of shame, and a field guide. It does not simply duplicate every card from every historical box. It is a curated toolkit that can approximate classic mode and build shorter, meaner, or more tactical decks. For a smaller change, Streaking Kittens is the compact first expansion. A Streaking Kitten can let you hold 1 exploding kitten without detonating, creating new hand reading and theft risks. Buy it for a familiar base group, not for a first teach. Is Zombie Kittens worth it? Yes, especially for groups that dislike elimination. Zombie Kittens is a standalone game that can also combine with compatible Exploding Kittens content. Its diffuse cards resurrect a dead player while saving the user, so an early explosion no longer guarantees 20 minutes of watching other people laugh. That changes the social shape more than a stack of novelty actions would. Buy Zombie after the original if the table enjoys the core suspense but resents sitting out. Buy it first if resurrection is the feature that makes the game acceptable. It is not automatically better for a ruthless 5-minute filler. Returning players can lengthen the finish and soften the finality some fans enjoy. What about Imploding Barking and Good vs. Evil? Imploding Kittens is the classic second stage chaos box. The face-up Imploding Kitten cannot be diffused, and direction-changing tools increase table awareness. Good vs. Evil adds Armageddon and a more theatrical struggle. Buy it for a group that enjoys event-like swings. Barking Kittens has fans, but its bulkier mechanisms and wearable Tower of Power are the most commonly skipped when buyers want decisions rather than props. Dax orders Streaking, then Zombie or Imploding depending on whether your problem is elimination or predictability, then Good vs. Evil. Barking is a personality purchase. If the ridiculous object makes your people laugh before the first turn, that is legitimate value. If not, leave it sleeping. How should multiple expansions be mixed? When making a custom deck, use 1 fewer exploding kittens than players and normally give every player access to a diffuse. Then choose a single identity for the deck, theft, future eating, resurrection, or escalating attacks. Add cards and match sets so combo icons and counts still work. Zombie Kittens can function as a standalone game or join compatible Exploding Kittens cards. Its Zombie Kittens both diffuse and bring an eliminated player back. So elimination is no longer final. Recipes for Disaster is the better mixing laboratory because its recipes specify tested counts. Dumping every owned card together makes future reading weak, extends the draw pile, and turns rare rules into constant lookup. What strategy exists beneath the luck track information? If someone used See the Future and then skipped, attacked, or drew safely, infer what they saw. When you diffuse, place the kit to match your plan, on top for a known attack, deeper to erase information, or at a count you can manipulate. Save a nope for a high leverage action rather than spending it for comedy unless comedy is the table's actual victory condition. hand size is threat and camouflage. A large hand invites theft, but it also makes opponents unsure how many escapes you hold. Pairs of matching symbol cards can steal randomly, special combos can target. Your best move often happens one turn before danger when you arrange the deck and force someone else to draw into it. Which addition fits each player count and occasion? Original is ideal for 2 to 5. The party pack is built for a larger crowd and tunes the deck by player count, but more bodies mean longer waits and less precise deduction. Recipes for Disaster excels when the same group wants several formats from one box. Zombie is the friendliest to players who hate elimination. The two-player edition is convenient for travel but less flexible than the standard box if the group may grow. Avoid the NSFW edition for family settings. Its difference is content tone, not deeper play. When gifting, match the humor tolerance before the mechanics. Exploding Kitten succeeds when the group enjoys pointing, groaning, and theatrical betrayal. It cannot manufacture that chemistry. How do you keep expansion rules from ambushing the table? Build a recipe card before guests arrive. List the base game, the one module added, the special kitten or threat count, and the three interactions most likely to cause a pause. Put unused cards back in their expansion box rather than leaving a sideboard of temptation. For Streaking, explain what happens when the streaking kitten leaves a hand. For Zombie, explain resurrection timing. For Imploding, show that the face-up threat cannot be defused. Run the first expanded game with discard piles visible and allow one take-back for a newly introduced card. After the round, ask which cards produced decisions and which merely produced reading. Remove the latter. Dax expansion rule is brutal and useful. If nobody remembered a card until it was drawn, it may be novelty. If people changed behavior because it might be drawn, it belongs in the deck. Final verdict. Buy Original for the clean joke, Recipes for Disaster for the long relationship, and Streaking as the first controlled detonation. Zombie is the humane branch for elimination-averse groups. The secret to Exploding Kittens is restraint. A tense small deck with readable threats is funnier and smarter than a swollen archive where the next explosion takes forever to arrive. Frequently asked questions. What is the best Exploding Kittens expansion? Streaking Kittens is the safest first expansion. Zombie Kittens is better when player elimination is the specific problem. Is Recipes for Disaster a base game? It is a standalone curated collection designed to provide multiple recipes. And a broad card pool. Can all Exploding Kittens expansions be combined? Many can. But use the official field guide and preserve the correct threat and defuse counts. Mixing everything usually weakens pacing. Which expansion should I avoid? Barking Kittens is the easiest skip for buyers who value mechanics over physical jokes. Can every Exploding Kittens expansion be mixed together? Technically, many cards can share a deck, but a curated recipe is much better. Preserve the threat ratio and teach one new module at a time. Which box is best if your group hates elimination? Zombie Kittens is the best fit because eliminated players can return, changing the emotional shape of the game.